So it's effective. By kese, bein al yatzmei, bein al yachir. And shtar is also effective. If the Odin gives the shtar shechot to the Eved directly, or he gives it to somebody else and tells him to be zeche for the Eved, so according to the Rabbanon of Remeya, it's his chus, so the Eved is yitzlachim. Then the Rashi, so that all the Rishim pass by that. But then the Rashi discusses a certain point that is controversial, on which there is a machlekes Rishim. So he says, the Rashi says, and that is the sheet of the Ramban also, that according to, so he says, that according to the Rabbanon of Remeya, so a Nevet can be Yitzel Chayus, al be Kesef. Al the achirim, even if the Eved is still beyach and says, no, I don't want to be Yitzlachim. I don't want to be Yitzlachim. So because Shichu doesn't require das Eved. So Mimele, if somebody else, a third party, gives kesef to the Odin, in order that the Eved should be Yitzlachim, even if the Eved is soveyach, so he can still be Eitze Lechius. But Rabalfes, it's mashma, not like that, because Rabalfes says, because it's all the Achirim, Apopishin Osun Leraf Shalim in Eitish Levit, so it's effective, even though the Eved doesn't know anything about it. Why? The Kaimon Schusu Eved is Lechius. So it's on the basis of Schus, if it's on the basis of Schus. So the Ramban and the Rashba, they both say, so it appears from Rav Alfes that suppose when David finds out about it, that somebody else gave kesef to the Odin, in order to be Yitzel Achirus, David says, no, I don't want. So then the Shechor is bottom. Shechor is bottom. So the Ramban is chilek on Rav Alfes. He says, here, when somebody else gives kesef, so then we don't have to resort to the halacha of Zochel Odin Shodifan. So the Ramban says as follows, shtar al di achirim bal kochi shal eved, not. But kesef al di achirim bal kochi shal eved, yes. Because shtar al di achirim, so whether shri is mitam shliches, or shri is lav mitam shliches, but it has to be attributed. The kabole by the achirim has to be misyachis to the eved. If Shri is Mitam Shliches, so then the one who is Zeche in the Shtar Shecho for the Eved is a Shliach. If Shri is Lam Tam Shliches, so it's not on the basis of Shliches. But in order that the Eved should be Yitzel Echirus, there is a Aloche that he has to be Mikabel the Shtar Shecho from the Odin. And if somebody else is Mikabel on his behalf, so it has to be Misyachis. The Kabole of the Shtar Shecho has to be Misyaches to him. So Mele Baal Koche, we cannot say Zochel Odin Shel Yevonot. So Mele the Ramban says, in regard to Shtar Shecho al the Achirim, if David, when he finds out, he says, I don't want to be Yitzel Echirus, so it's not effective, because there it is based upon the aloche of Zochin, and Baal Koche, there is no aloche of Zochin. Whether Shri is Tam Shliches, or even if Shri is Lam Tam Shliches, there is no Zochin Baal Koche. Mashein came in regard to be Kesef al the Achirim in Baal Koche Shlevet, there it's not based upon Zochin. So even if the Eved, when he finds out that a third party gave Kesef to the Odin, in order that the Eved should be Yitzel Echirus, the Eved says, I don't want to be Yitzel Echirus, so he's still Yitzel Echirus. And he's really coming. In other words, but the Rifshita is that even by Kesef al the Achirim, it is based upon Zohar. So in Mele, Baal Koche, there is no Zohar. But the Ramban Shita is that the Kesef al the Achirim is not based upon Zohar. So even Baal Koche of David, so he can be Yitzel Echirus, because of al the Achirim, even Baal Koche David, but Shtar al the Achirim, it certainly has to be based upon Zochin, whether Sri Mitam Shlichas, Sri Lam Tam Shlichas, it has to be based upon Zochin, and Baal Kolche, there is no Zochin. So far, the Rashba mentioned two shittes, the Rif Shite and the Rabban Shite. V'chim lo yisi das Rabbeinu, das Ramban, v'shtal d'achiru mishim v'zochin lo nishol b'fonofu, v'l'amkino zochin shol b'fonof, elo kishishona, v'yom ha-reitzani, avo b'tzobeyach. Then the Rashba Shite is that in shtal d'achiru, is effective, even though David, when he finds out about it, says, I don't want to be Yitzel Echirus. Why? Because it's Ischus Gomo. And Beschus Gomo, we say Zochron Sholifonov, even Balkoche, of the beneficiary. So he mentions Ramban Shite. The Ramban is Chelik Adarif, because according to the Rif, even Kesev Aldachir and Balkoche of the Evet is ineffective. And Ramban Shite is that Kesev Aldachir and Balkoche of the Evet is effective, because we don't have to resort to Zochin. But Shtar Aldachir and Balkoche of the Evet is ineffective. And he says, Vikasha. Da bi schmeiz in do mer blaser. Fra mer blaser. O ma mo re meye. Di kam di gitten mach mal khere in rabonon a filo balkon khiname. Do ma lo re meye mat shi buna la tumo. Shi lebet kein she borach. Ey khu bi tumo. Vi ze in ey khu. Vi khite im rekos af ni gite vi zo ik lei. O ik vi sho ik lei. Da o me mach ma di yochilu li peisel min a tumo balkon kho bi shtal da khere. Die Loi, auf sie Sheborach, Eichel Bittrumo, die Boye Zobach, wie Omar, du in Nichol, die Liske, die Hai, die Starschechu. So he says, von dem Morgen gibt es nichts Maschma, that he according to the Rabbonon of Reb Meir. So, Bistarl de Acherim, he can, is Yetzel Echelus, im Balkoche, your David. Why? Because, so, how does he mention the Raya? He mentions the Raya, because Reb Meir said, to the Chachom. He shaftun alam zeynes, mati shivun ala trumo, vichite imre ibo yezorek legite, uposik lei. No. So that's no time. Why? Because shobik lei viorek viozlal. Umayu levet keyen sheborach, veishes keyen, shemod al bailo, haleichun bitrumo, vizeyen eichel. So shaftu komalu, omagove, haimri komahatule maslisen, mipnei shehu kinyone, the boy, Shokil Aboye Zuzen Yisroel, Uposleit Kolechadis. So, the Pashtes of the Gemara, if not for the Rashbo, I would say that the Pashtes of the Gemara is that Remeyer is saying to the Chachonim, and if you are going to say that deprivation from Truma is not a Chibu, because he can deprive him of Truma anyway by throwing a get shicho into his chotzer, into his daladames. So Shomikli Moikli, he can make himself inaccessible. He can make himself unavailable to the Lord. So the Rabbonon said to him, no, Mishneshi Kiyoni, true, he cannot impose upon him this detriment anyway. So the Rabbanan say, no, he can impose this detriment anyway, deprivation from Truma, because he can sell him to an ordinary Israel. Now, so, but apparently the Rashbo was midayik from the Loshon of Reb Meir. If when Reb Meir said, v'chiteimre iboye zorek likite uposik lei, so, shobik lei v'yorek v'yoz le'alme, that this is only, so Reb Meir, it's Mifuresh. In Reb Meir, it's Mifuresh that he cannot be Mizakel Bal Kolche. Of course, according to Reb Meir, he certainly can, because he says it's Chayv. So Chavikley V'orik V'oz La'alme. But, it's, so he says that, so, but the Rashbo is Midayik, since Reb Meir says to the Chachonim, V'chiteme, Ibo Yizorik L'yiteu Posilei, Shovikle, V'yorik V'oz La'alme, ומלאמה ומאי לבת קיין שבורח ויש קיין שמוד על ביילו הלך ומתחומו. So he says that the reason is why the Chachomim themselves say it is his chus even though he could why? Because he deprives him of the opportunity of eating Trumo and because he could throw him Mishtar Shichu and impose this detriment upon the Eved anyway. And when Reb Meir says, Shovik Leivoik was La'alme, this is Reb Meir's lomnes. But the Chachomim say, no, he has no, it's not your day to make himself unavailable and inaccessible. Because even if he is Orit Vos La'alme, even if he escapes to a different city where the Odin doesn't even know where he is, his whereabouts, so he still can be Mishachari. Because he can be Mizake, he may get Balkoche of the Eved, even if the Eved is Soveach and makes a declaration, I don't want to be Yitzhak Chayos, he still can be Zirik Egetoim. He can be Mizaki Ishtashif al the Achel. How do we know that Reb Meir, that Rabbanon hold that? Because Reb Meir said to Chachomim, V'chitem rei boi zoik legite, uposalei. So Reb Meir says, Shomik lei voik was laomi. Why did Reb Meir say to the Chachomim, I boi zoik legite? So obviously Reb Meir knew that this is the reason. This is the reason as to why the Chachomim say that Shtar Shichor is not a chayv, even in the case of an Eved Kehen, in spite of the fact that he becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating Trumo. Why? Because this element of detriment, the privation from Trumo, can be imposed upon the Eved anyway, by giving Shtar Shichor to the Eved, Bal Kochei of the Eved. And even if the Eved escapes and makes himself inaccessible, so he can still give him a get, a shtar shichu, by being mizak in the shtar shichu al de'achir in balko. This is, otherwise, Reb Meir wouldn't say, v'chitei mei, boi ezoik legitu posalei, shovik levoik was laome. If that hadn't been the longness of the Rabbonon, why should Reb Meir mention it to them? So then the question arises, if so, why was Gemara saying? Why was Gemara saying, shapir komalu? So if we explain the Gemara not like the Rashi, so then we understand the Gemara's kasha, shapir komalu, and then we understand as to why Rove has to resort to the fact that the Odin can deprive him of Truma by selling him to another Odin, to a Israel, to an Odin Israel. But according to the Rashi, so the reason is to why Reb Meir says, so it's because Reb Meir heard from the Chachamim that this is the reason as to why the deprivation of Trumo does not constitute a chevo, because this chevo could be imposed upon David anyway by the Odin being throwing him Mishnah Shevo. And only Reb Meir says Shovik Leivo, it was Laome. So Mimele, it's impossible for the Odin to be Mishachar in Bal Kochei. But according to the Rabbanon, it is possible. It is possible. So why does the Gemara say Shapo Komalo? And then Hani Komadlo must listen to Shikiyone. The boy Shokla boys was in Israel Apostle. Even without this alternative of selling him to Israel, it's not a chaybo, because this detriment of depriving of deprivation from Truma could be imposed by the Odin Bal Kochei of David anyway. Whether we are, it could be imposed upon him anyway. So we have to say that the pshat in the Gemara that since the Mishnah mentions om ulei mipnei shehu kinyonei, so obviously the Chachomim mentioned something lefi the hanochel, according to the assumption of Reb Meir. Reb Meir certainly holds that an Odin cannot be Mishachel, the al the Achiri, Bal Kochi of the Eved. So Memele, so they said, even if we assume that he cannot be Mishachelim, Bal Kochi of the Eved, so it's still not to be considered a chivo on account of this element of detriment of deprivation from Tumor, because he can impose this detriment by selling him to an Odin Yisrael. But so when the Rashbo says in so many words, he says, "Vikashali do bishmaite do marabu lozo amanu Reb Meir lefakam digit mashmal chere do rabon afilu bal kol chename do amalim Reb Meir mati shibun al atrumo shil emetkein shebar echel bitrumo vizei neichel vichitei mre kosov legidu vizorek leoi bishovik leik." So who says oi bishovik leik? Reb Meir da alme mashmal yochel lepeis lematrumo bal kocho bishtar od achirim di loi avzei shebar echel bitrumo di boi yitzobach viyomad loi nichalei di liskolei hai bishtar shichure. So in other words, so the Rabbonon hold. So in other words, who says Oik Vishabiklay? That's Reb Meir. But the Rabbonon don't agree with Oik Vishabiklay. And that's the reason as to why Reb Meir mentioned it to Chachomim. V'chitemi boy is Oik Ligidim. Where did he hear that that's the reason? So he probably heard from the Chachomim that that's the reason. But he says no. Shabiklay Oik was away. But according to Chachomim, it will not avail him. The shomik levoit vazalei, because he can still be mizakel derchem. This is what the Rashi says. So the mele is chelik not only on the reef, he's chelik on the Ramban also. You see, so that wishing is according to the reef. So according to the Rabbanon of Reb Meir, so neither kesef al the achirim is effective bal kochi of David, nor shtar al the achirim is effective bal kochi of David. According to the Ramban, kesef al the achirim is effective bal kochi of David, but shtar al the achirim is not effective, because shtar al the achirim we have to resort to zochim. There is no zochim bal kochi. But kesef, in kesef we don't have to resort to zochim. And the sheet of the Rashbu is that not only kesef al de achirim is effective bal kochel of David, but in mishtar al de achirim is also effective bal kochel of David. So then he says, we love the mishtar pine amine the hoche afil bal kochel name. But the Gemara Bo Basra says, "Bamatone, if the Mikabel Matone, when he hears that somebody was mizakim Matone, so he says he efshibo, so it's bottle mafneya. Umatone smomin shane, the laughs was gomol viadarabe chiv mitzadatzme dirsi viseinei matone sichi el miu mitzach nafti shalodom machmedoson korol ischus viafal pishe hu mitzadatzme chivo zochim lo ishalim befalo." Aber der Tschicho des Chus Gomeru, die Matire im Baschirin, und Machlise, Lichwa und Mitzwes Yisroel. Sochle, und mit Kolmoke, afilo imit mit Zoveach, botlo daite eitzel kolodo, ve afal pinche bimtzie, uvi nichse hagea, uvi leke tschikre upeye, des Chus Gomeru, vi geakotten sheid vipulo al das Besen, שאין זוכים בעל כורחי, תאמרים לפי כמה דקסובס, הגדילו יחיל ומחיס. So first he says, that even בעל כורחי, we say זוכים בישיחו, because it's his חוז גום. So then, but, the Gemara in Bobasra says, that במתוני, we do not say בעל כורחי זוכים, so he says, מתוני is not his חוז גום. It's only considered his חוז subjectively, because נפשי שלא דו מחמד עושון. But on an ideal level, it's not his חוז. Since an ideal level, it's not his חוז, but unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of people are not in that madrige to consider matone zechiv. But if he happens to be in that madrige, if he says he has people, so then it is considered zechiv. So that's why you cannot say zoch lo nisholim by matone. Then he asks, but the halacha is that even by mitzie or by gea cotton, so he do yechiv limchais, and there is his chuz gamor. On an ideal level, it's ischus. So we see that even when something is ischus misadatzmei, not only subjectively, but on an ideal level, it's ischus. But bal kochei, we don't say zochim. So he says, geirus requires das. One cannot become Israel against his will. Mitzie, so one cannot acquire title in anything against his will. So the mele is true that it's ischus gomo mitzie and geirus. But if he says he has shibo bal kochi, there cannot be any chiyus. Mashiikim by shichud aloch is an eved can be eitzel chiyus. If the odin hands over the shtashichud of the eved, even bal kochi of the eved. So shtashichud does not require, shichud doesn't require das. Since he doesn't require das, so even al the achirin, it can be effective bal kochi of the eved. This is shane diu is eved. Levet kan, kalfinoli, likabuli balkochi, kilese name mizakli balkochi, umashein kimisho, di avo gab di gausha balkoch, al da achirim loi, mishum di chibolo, vein chobim rodo shalim fonov, avo hoche di schusolo, vei di eitze balkochi, zochim loi balkochi. So that's the shittes Rashi. So we have three shittes. We have the shittes Arif, we have the shittes Arambam, and we have the shittes Rashi. The shittes Arif is that bein kesef, bein shtar, al de achirim, bal kochi shel eved is ineffective. The shit of the Ramban is that kesef, al de achirim, bal kochi of the eved is effective. Shtar, al de achirim, bal kochi of the eved is ineffective. Because kesef, in kesef, we don't have to resort to zochim. In shtar, we have to resort to zochim. And there is no zochim, bal kochi, of the beneficial. And then the shit of the Rashbo, that even by shtar, al de achirim, in view of the fact that it is chuz gomo, and in view of the fact that Chicho itself doesn't require das, so in Meile, there is aloch of zochim, even bal kochi of the eved. Then he mentions another reason. Ve'eid, Shalyehei Rabbi Ivid Lavde, the Mapsi Fritzinav Sheibak, Shusi Shalemet, Ugdevo Mizomu, Tulato Shio Vanipoches, Shemiloi, Kidei Shalyeze Mapsi, Big Shusi Shalze, the Rapshimen Ben Gamliel, the Polit, the Omar in Shemiloi, Homasminale, my time, Umadrino Mishundomale, Ib Matonale Michali, the same Matone Sirche, down the Hill of the Hebuloi, Mitzaze. So he mentions a very strange Rashi. Then he mentions another reason as to why there is a loche of Zochim by Shicho, even by Kolche of them. So he mentions a Gemore in Bobasre. That's in the first period of Bobasre, the Ches. So there is a machlekes between Tanikame and between Tanikame and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now, there is a loche that if Shutvim, two individuals, let's say Ruben and Shimon, own something b'shutves, only Sodom b'shutves, so one Shutev can enforce a chluke in the Sodom against the will of the other Shutev. Suppose they have a Sodom b'shutves, let's say the Yarshi, the Sodom from the father, and then Ruben and Shimon, and Ruben wants to divide it. Half of the Sodom should be given to him, and the other half should be given to Shimon. Shimon doesn't want it. He wants that they should both use the whole sode all the time. So there is a loche that one shutev can be kept with the other shutev to make a chluki. Only if there is yesh making a chluki. But in other words, if the sode is at least a tamis, so if you are chiluk, if you divide it into two halves, so then each one will have dalet tamis, so then it's considered yesh making a chluki. But suppose the whole sode is six ames, so then if it will be divided, so neither one will have kedechluke, will have dalet ames, because less than dalet ames is less than kedechluke, so then he cannot force. One shutev cannot force the other shutev to make kedechluke, only if it's yeshbe kedechluke, if it is ches ames. So there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabshim Gamliel. Suppose they have a sort of bishutves that is only six ames. So it's a Mikidechluke, but Ruven says to Shimon, now this Sode has six ames. Now I cannot force you to divide it so that I'll have three ames and you will have three ames. But I am ready to take two ames and you take four ames. So Tanikame says, Ruven can be kept for Shimon if he is willing to give him four ames, the better part of the bargain, of the exchange. And he will take two ames, then Bez must force Shimon to submit to this kind of a chluke, because he has nothing to lose. Shimon will lose nothing. This is what Anikam says. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, that if the sode is only six ames long, and it couldn't be divided into two equal halves of four ames each, so Reuven cannot even force Shimon to make a chluke, even if he offers to give Shimon four ames and he will take just two ames. Because Shimon can say, now, how are you going to do it? You'll give me four ames and you will take two ames. So if you expect me to pay you the difference, between four ames and two ames, I don't have any money. I can't pay a difference. And if you want to give it to me free as a gift, I don't want to accept gifts. Because Seyni Matole Sirche, this I consider as a detriment. You can't force me to accept gifts. But the other alternative would be, if I would pay you out, the difference, I'll give you, let's say, another $100 for the two extra ames that you get over and above me. So I don't have the money, I can't give you $100. And to take it free, a gift from you, I don't want, because Seyni Matole Sirche. So that's the reason as to why Reb Shimon Gamliel says that Ruven cannot be kein for Shimon to divide a sode that has only six ames, even if he offers to give Shimon four ames, and he wants to take just two ames. Oh, so he says, so the Rashba says here something very strange. He says that where it is Ischus Gomu, and where the Shichu itself doesn't require Das of the Eved, so then we have Aloche of Zochin in Malkoche. That's one time. And then he says, Ve'eid shelehei rabbei eivetandei v'yimavsi tzei nafshi b'yakshusei shelehbet u'vdeva mizu amru tulato shiu v'ani pochis shenilei kidei shelehei ze mavsi b'yakshusei shelehbet. So we see that according to Tanakam, and we pass by Tanakam. So according to Tanakam, so one should can force the other shooting to make a chluke in something that ain't making a chluke or cholecho be'achot by giving him k'dishiyuch k'dal adames. So I has kamo v'chamo that the Odin can force the Eve to be in Zilcheus, even though the Odin is, even though the Eve is Soveya. So he says, even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven cannot force him, and so he, because there is an element of Chevo there. What's the element of Chevo? Because Seinim Ator is here. But otherwise, Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree with Tanakami that one Shutev can force the other Shutev. The other Shutev to make a chluki. So certainly here, when the Odin wants to give away the Eved to himself, to the Eved, that he certainly can force him to be kabei the shasha. It's very strange. First of all, what does he monefshach? The shita of the Rashbo is that there is aloche of zochin bal koche of the Eved. There is a loche of zochin bal koche of the Eved. In as much as shichol can take effect bal koche of the Eved. So memele, he can be mizakeh l'shtar shichol bal koche of the Eved too. Bal koche of the Eved too. So the question is, so why does he have to resort to another time? V'yein, he says, shalei rabbi eved l'avdei, v'yimafsit ritzei nafshin ba'akshush yisal Eved. Ukdeva mizomu, tulato shio vani pochis, shenle, kidei shalyeze mafsid bakshushi shalze. Why do they have to resort to it? And then what's the shaykhes? Over there is a loche of schus kviye that Chutvin have, but that schus kviye does not apply to a case where each chelek after the chluke does not have a minimum of dollar dollars. So Mele, the Kama says, but if the Shutev who escaped with the other Shutev is willing to give him Daladames, so Mele, he can force him just in the case where it's 100 times long, the Sode. So then Reuven could force him to realize it, okay. But here it's only 6 times long, the Sode. But he is willing, he is offering to give him 4 ames. So Mele, this was clear. So what bearing does it have upon Shichu? So Chlonishon in front of Balkochion. Now, and why does the Rashbo have to resort? So, as far as this Kashi is concerned, why does the Rashbo have to resort to another town? So there is a Tshuva in Rabbi Yitzchok and Sefer. In Ein Yitzchok. It's the first Tshuva in Eben Tshuva, Shavuos of Tshuva Sevenezer, in Ein Yitzchok, by Rabbi Yitzchok. So he says something else. He says that most Rishenim Achilei come to Rashbo. So it's not that most Rishenim hold that even is Chuzgomo, so there is no aloche of Zochin Balkoche. All Rishenim, that's what he says. I mean, that is not is not conclusive at all in that point. He says all Rishenim agree on the theoretical level that if there had been a schus gomo that without any element of chevo in it, and if it is something that doesn't require das of evet, like shichu, because shichu doesn't require das of evet, so then all Rishenim would agree that there can be aloche of zochin balkoche of evet. But the reason is why the Ramban and the Rif and all the Rishenim and Teisves, we had the Teisves in Gittin, Teisves is really kind of Rashbo, so is because they don't consider it as a schus gomo in every way. It's not a schus gomo because there is an element of detriment. There's an element of detriment. After all, Reb Meir says, Abdi Bechira Nichalei. Abdi Bechira Nichalei. So why do the Rabbonos, the Teisves as the Kashe, And don't the Rabbonon agree with this fact that Abdel Efker and Michalei? Let's face this kasha here. Oh. Wie Thema, wo hat die Koma Rossum, wo kein Mann wartet auf die Lefkere Michalei? Mi Nomen, wo Rabbonon plik Arab mehr? Wie lässt die Lefkere Michalei? Wie ich schlimm, hat die Mede Rabbonon die Michalei Lefkere? This is a fact that Abdel Efker and Michalei. Elmo, hoche Kabeyevet, lässt die Lefkere. לפישו משובתו שזכיר מולו וגודל הוא לא יסחו של שכרו משל הפקר אבל גאי השם שוס אחר מולו לא So in other words, so Tetzra says that even the Rabbonon agree with this concept of Avdi Befkeira Michalei. But they say that the Avdi Befkeira Michalei relative to the overwhelming significance of Shir Cheus so is not to be considered. Is not to be considered. But some mailed so Rabbi Solchonon says that the reason as to why most Rashim Achilik and Rajbo is not that they hold that even by Sruz Gomor, so we couldn't say Zochi. No, they would all say we that by Sruz Gomor, where Das is not required, Chichu doesn't require Das Evet, so we should say Zochi. But they hold that Chichu is not the Sruz Gomor. Well, on this point, I think that what Rabbi Solchonon says. Is not mistada because from the Rishonim it's mashma that even if it is Yisrus Gomo without any element of detriment but bal kochei of the beneficiary of so there is no halacha of Zochi. Alright, but so he says that the reason, but then Rabbi Zohonan says something else. He says the reason is why the Rashba has to resort to the other time, because we eat shalehei rabbi ivid le'avde. ומפסיד רצי נפשי בהקשוסי של עבד בהקשוסי של עבד וגדלו מזום ותולת השיר ואני פה חשים לי כדי שזה מפסיד בהקשוסי של זה because the Rajbo had a suffix maybe Shichor is not considered this was done so if it's not considered this was done so the Mele but the reason is why the Rabbonim say is Zohar Mon Shol before no as Teisa says because the overwhelming significance of the Cheirus more than counterbalances the element of detriment that is involved in Shichu. So Mimele, when can it counterbalance, more than counterbalance, if he doesn't say, I don't want. But if the Eved says, I don't want, then this element of detriment that's at Cheirus cannot be ignored. Oh, so maybe we shouldn't say Bal Kocho. So he says, even though Shichu is not Yischus Gomor, even if you are going to say that Shichu is not Yischus Gomor, because there is a certain element of detriment, but still, here, this element of detriment is not to be considered as Yitzhat Chivo, because by Shichu there is another din. By Shichu, let's say, in other words, what the Rashba is saying, I don't know whether Rabbi Zohonon meant that, all that, but he could have meant it. So by Shichu, suppose now Shichu, there is a loche that is Balkoch, because lo lo misho, just as Gerish doesn't require Das or Isho, so Shichu Eve doesn't require Das or Evet. But suppose we would have a case where the Das or Evet would be required. Suppose we would have a case where the Das or Evet would be required. So then now we can visualize such a case. Now, the Gemara says, like Abi Getisho, that Kosaf lo get, vi nosni bise chatzero, vi kosaf lo shtar matone olov, and the chotzea, so then, vi nosni lo shtar matone olov, so then the issue is migoreshis. The issue is migoreshis, because kito bechatzero is boim lokecht. In other words, if the husband wrote a get, and then he put that get in his chotzer, and then he wrote shtar matone on the chotzer. And Karka is nicknamed Mishtar. And then he gave the Shtar Matone to the Isho. Even though he didn't give the get Miyadabal Yad Isho, so the Isho is Migrashis. because Kitov Hatzero is Boilo Gert. So it's like an Isine. Now, so this kind of Gerashin, so I mean, they say that it's in the Raposhet, I mean. So that requires the house of the Isha, because there is Exeras HaKosov that the Isha can be Migreshes when he gives her the get, when she has to be Kane the get. So maybe the Isha can acquire the get even Balkoch. All right, according to the Ktsei, so the reason is why she can be Migreshes Balkoch, because she doesn't even have to acquire title in the paper. But if even if we say not like the Ktsei, so that's the Exeras HaKosov of Gerashin, of Yishilchom Beisei, that she acquires title in the paper, in the parchment, anyway, even if she doesn't want to acquire title. But that's only shayach if the gerushin takes effect by giving her, by the husband giving the get. But if there is no nisine, and the nisine has to be supplied by, has to be constituted by the haknoi of the sode for the aloche of gito v'chatzero boi loke echot. So in order that it should be considered that the Baal handed over the get to the Isha, so the Isha must be kene the chotzer. How can the Isha be kene the chotzer? By accepting the shtamatone. But Baal Kocho, if she doesn't want to accept the shtamatone of the chotzer, so maybe she cannot be kene the chotzer. If she cannot be kene the chotzer, so maybe she cannot be gracious. So in such a case, by gerushin too, we require das Isha. And the same thing would be true of, let's say, of Shtar Shichu. Let's say, suppose the Odin wrote Shtar Shichu and he put it in his Chotzer. And then he wrote Shtar Matone on the Chotzer. And then he wants the Eved to be Yitzel Chayus for the Aloche of Gito Mechatzir or Boim Lokeachot. Or Gito Mechatzir or Boim Lokeachot. And suppose the Eved does not want to be Yitzel Chayus, and he doesn't want to be Zeche in the Chotzer either. So then, according to the Rashbo, the Odin can be Kefe. The Odin can be Kefe the Eved to be Yitzel Chayus and to be Mikabel the Shtar Matone Achim Maritzan. Now, we have a Aloche that certain situations, so best is Kefe the Baal to be Mikabel Shishti. Let's say if the Baal has a contagious disease, he's in Mikashri. So the Aloch is, and the Baal doesn't want to divorce his wife. So the Aloch is, the Gemara says, that Bezdin is Kefe. So, but Gerushin requires Das HaBaal. So the answer is, Kefe Nisi Hachim Reitzani. So then there is Das. Now, so in the case, when the Novin, in any case, where Das or Eved would be required for the Shichu, so the Odin has his chus to be Kevin Eved, to be Misratze, to be Mikabel the Shtar Shichu. So in other words, he can even use force to be Kevin the Eved that he should say Reza. Why? Because he has a Kiyan, a Baal can never force an Isha to be Misratze, to be Mikabel the Shtar Shichu. He cannot force her. The Aloche is that in Atoro he doesn't require Das or Isha. But in any situation where Das or Isha is required, so the Baal has no right to use force to be gave the Isha to be Misratze. Let's say he put a get in his Chotzer and then he wrote Shtar Matone on the Chotzer, and then the Isha doesn't want to be Mikabel the Shtar Matone because she doesn't want to be Migrashes. So the Baal has no right to force the wife to be Misratze. Mashiach came by Shtar Shichu. So if the Odin wants to be Kefe, the Eved to be Misratze for Shichu, Achiyema Reitzani, he has a right to do it. Why? Because just as an Eved can force an Eved, just as an Odin can force an Eved to work for him. It's Alochet. I mean that an Odin can force an Eved to work for him. I mean, the machlekes is whether Yochel Rav Lima Levet as he live with his uncle. If he doesn't support him, whether he can force him. But if he does support him, so it's a double poshut that an Odin can force an Eved to work for him. So why? Because he has a Kiyan Momen in the Eved. So the Mele, on account of the Kiyan Momen, he has an Eved, so he can force an Eved to be Mikabel Ishtar Shichu from him. So he can force him until he says Reitzani. He can use force mamish to until the Eved will say Reitzani. So he mentions a raya. How do we know that an Eved on account that an Odin on account of the Kiyum Moment he hasn't the Eved on account of the Kiyum Moment he hasn't the Eved can force the Eved to be mikabel ishtar shichur? So he says we see that there is a law that by shutvi where each shutev only has a half of the Odin. So as long as he wants to do something that is advantageous to the other shutev. Now let's say if the whole Sodeh is 6 hours, so then he cannot force him to realize to submit to Ichluke, so that each one will have less than 1 hour. That he cannot do. But if the Tanakhama says if he is willing to give the other shutev 4 hours and he wants to accept 2 hours, then he can force him. In other words, Bezdin will use force against. If Reuven demands that, so Bezdin will be makid the other shutev that he should say Reitzani. Why does he have that source? Why does he have that source? The answer is because he is a shutev. He has title in that sode. So Memele, if he demands something that is completely advantageous to the other shutev, if he is willing to give the other shutev the better 4 ames, and he wants to take 2 ames. So on account of the fact that he is a bailim in that sode, even though he is not the exclusive bailim of that sode, so he can force the other shutev that he should submit to Ichluke. He should submit to Ichluke to acquire the 4 ames. Why? Because he has ownership in that sode. So he can force the other shutev, who also has ownership, to submit to Ichluke, to submit to Ischie, as long as it is advantageous and not detrimental in any way to the other shutev. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven cannot force him. Why? Because there is an element of detriment. So that's the reason as to why he cannot force him. But if there hadn't been the detriment of Sinimato Nesichye, then Rav Shimon Gamliel would also agree that he can force the other shutev. How can he force the other shutev? Use force against the other shutev to submit to Ichluke. So the answer is that is chus of bailes. That if a person is a bailes in something, so if he's willing to give it away to the other one, and as long as there is no detriment to the other one, so he has his chuskriye to force the other one to submit to skriye. So as kamo v'chamo here, where David right now has no chilek in himself, who has full title in the Eved Odin, and the Odin wants to force the Eved to submit to Yisrael in something that he has exclusive title. So it's a kalochemo of logic. If in the case of a Sode that has only 6 ames, where Shimon also has title in it, but Reuven has title together with Shimon, so Reuven can force Shimon because of the ownership he has in that Sode. He can force the co-owner to submit to Ischie, that is completely advantageous to Shimon, even though Shimon doesn't want. He can be keeping until he says, Reitzani. So, Achas Kamo V'Chamo, in case of an Eved, where the Odin has full and exclusive title, and the Eved has no title in himself right now, and the Odin wants that the Eved should submit to Ischie. So, Ischie, that he has his schus of being keeping. To submit, to became for David, to submit to Sriye. Just as over there, Reuven can became for the Shimon, who also has title in the Sode, to submit to Sriye, that is completely advantageous. So why does he have to resort to it? So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Chonon's Pshat, because the Rashbo had his topic, maybe Shichur is not his chuzgomo. Maybe Shichur is not his chuzgomo. And if it's not his chuzgomo, so Memele, if he says, and the only reason is why it's considered as his chuz is because from the point of view of every reasonable person, so the chuz elements of Shichur are overwhelmingly more significant and weighty than the detriment element. So that's why it's considered schus. But if he says, I don't want, so mimele, it's not even considered his schus. So mimele, we cannot say, zochno v'shol yifono. So the Rashbo says, even if we say that shichu is not his schus gomor, he has his schus to be capable, the heaven to be misratze, so he doesn't even have to use force. So in other words, if he wanted to hit the heaven in order that the heaven should say reitzan, he could do it already. He wouldn't be able to laugh of the Yisif Akeisi. So Mimele, he doesn't even have to use force. So since he has his schus to be capable the heaven to say reitzan, to be misratze in shichu, so Mimele, this element of detriment, this element of detriment represented by the fact of the of Avde Befkir Nichalei, so cannot be considered as Zatrayvo, because he has his schus to be Kevin David to say Reitzan, and not to be Nichal Befkir. So, Mimele, this element of Chaybo is not to be considered as something. This is what the Rashi says. Now, the next mission. Hoyme apnu getzel ishti, shtashichu zel avdi, umeiz, lo yitu lachamis. Nu mono lishpleini, umeiz, yitu lachamis. So Rashi says, hoyme apnu getzel ishti, gassin on masnis, veli gassin on tei, shal imos rom liyat shliach b'chayo. Lifichoch, lo inech likul chachomim bidogo, leima, שמישור אישנו זוך להשליח לעבד לי יש מישהו אחר, לי יש מישהו אחר. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. Why is it that the Mishnah says that הוא אימר פנוגת שטר שיחו זה להבדי ומס לו יתלח המיסה true that אין שיחו לך המיסה. But the Mishnah before said that according to Chachomim, Shichu is a schus, and ten is kisri. So Mimele, the Eved, the moment that Odin said, Nu getzel ish, amishtar Shichu zelavdi, Nu shtar Shichu zelavdi. So at that time, the one who accepted the shtar Shichu from the Odin, he became Mishliach Likabole on behalf of the Eved. And the Eved was Yitzel Chirus. So what do we care that an hour later the Odin died? He was Yitzel Chayus while the Odin was alive. This is the Kasha that bothered Rashi. So Mele Rashi says, so hey Meir, nu gezel ish ni gassinon, mas nis vui gassinon ten, shalo imos rom liat shli abichayo, lifikoch li nech liko chachom midov oleima, shemisho rishino, zoch li ashliach li evad liiz mishuchar. If we are givers, then that means the get is already executed. The get is written and signed everything. And what is lacking? Just the misine. So Mele, if the Odin says to, let's say, to Ruvein, ten shtar shichu zel avdi, and ten is kisri, so in effect the Odin is telling Ruvein that he should be a shliach l'kabola, he should be zeich in the shichu, in the shtar shichu, on behalf of David. So at that moment he's yitzel l'chiru David. So if an hour later, or half an hour later, the Odin dies, it doesn't matter, because he was already Yitzel Achirus in the lifetime of them. But here the girl says, Nu shtar shichu zel avdi. What it means, Nu, the get wasn't even written yet. So it's not shayach to say that he should be zeche for the event. So that's why, then if he died before the get reached the hands of the event, so merely it's Luyit Lachamis. Luyit Lachamis, the Gitelo Yahweh Adi Motel Yodei. Vichy Motel Yodei, Homislei Mishachreya. Upokale rishusim. So the reason as to why he cannot give lachamise, because he's not in the rishus of the Odin anymore. He's in the rishus of the Yoshim of the Odin. Alright. Nu monolish plaini umeis is it lachamis. Now, Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, v'amose mishmei derav. When the Mishnah says, it reference to the case where that money is lying, let's say, in a certain spot. It doesn't have to be dafka kiyar, it's obvious. In other words, that the thing is beheaded. And he says, in respect to a specific object, he says, newly explained. Then, if he's mace, is it mahanis? Mayasim. He lay me be bohi. So, kits boy my heart. Now, by Shrub Marad, there is a special takone of Tibre Shrub Marad, so we'll soon down. So, even without him, I say, Kiyan and his cane, Bidibo Baume, title changes. But, by bohi, there is no aloche that by Mir Baume, one should be able to acquire title. So, only if the Zeche makes him Isaac Kiyan. So, the question is, if the Mishnah has reference to a body, so even if the money happens to be lying, becomes obvious, so why is the plainy? Kenet, but there was no kinyan, just Dibo Baalme. And Dibo Baalme is no kinyan. He keeps Tzibur Mahan, only Moshach, there is no Mishicha. Velo Bishrimra. So there is a special aloha of Dibo Shrimra, Kesum, Suin Damye. It doesn't require my kinyan. But Mira Baalme, one can acquire title. So Maya Yitzibuin, Kein Tzibuin Ame, the Oma, the Kainon, the Divri Shribra, Kisubin, Kisubin Ame. So even if it's not Tzibuin, Umenochin Dome, suppose Shimon borrowed $1,000. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven is the Malve, Shimon is the Levi. And Reuven is a Shribra, is Nate Alonus. And then Reuven said that $1,000 that Shimon has to give him, he should give it away. So even if it's not Tzibur Menachem, even if it's a Milvei, not a Mikot, we should still apply the Aloche of Divrei Shrimra, Kichsuvim v'chimsuvim dami. Kei velo b'shrimra, ma'ir yetziburin, kei tziburin ame, lo kam Divrei Shrimra, Kichsuvim dami. Omer Rav Zvi, le'ilom b'bori. So according to Rav Zvi, the Mishnah's reference to a bori. Oh, so you ask, if it's a bori, so even if it's a bori menochim, but there was no mishicha by the plane, no maizekiyen, why is it lahamise? Why is it lahamise? How did the plane acquire title in that money that is a bori menochim? Leilo mi bori, chit ravune, omarab, yomarabune, omarab, morne libiot chotne, you will play in my mechloshten kone. So there is a special takone of Mamishloshen. What did it mean, Mamishloshen? The Matki, the Nifket, and the Mikabel. So if Reuven deposited, let's say, a golden watch, let's say, with Shimon, and then he wants to give it, so Reuven is a Matki, Shimon is a Nifket, and he wants to give away that golden watch to Levi, and the three of them are standing in the same room, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, over which you are a shamer, I want you to give it to Levi. So immediately Levi acquires title in the golden watch, even though the Levi didn't do any Maizekin yet. So that's, and according to Rav Zvid, the takone of Mamishloshen applies only to Pikon, but it doesn't apply to Milve. Let's say if Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven is a Malve, Shimon is a Levi. And Reuven wants that this $1,000 that Shimon owes him, he should pay, instead of paying him, he should pay Levi. And if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi happen to be in the same room, and Reuven says to Shimon, in the presence of Levi, the $1,000 that you owe me, you pay it to Levi, so Levi doesn't acquire title over this $1,000 debt. Levi cannot collect the $1,000 from Shimon, because the takone of Mamishloshen, according to Rav Zvid, applies only to Pikon. It doesn't apply to Milve. Leilom biboy, Rav Marav, when we all got the plane, Mamishloshen kone. Rav Pop, this is how Rav Zvid applies the Mishnah. Rav Popper omar leilom bishriv mera, uchidin od rav, domarav, shriv mera shomar tnuman lepleinim mechosai, mone ze neistim, mone stam e neistim, chayshino shemo mone kogu koma. Esh shemo mone kogu koma. Vihil chese likvura li chayshino. So Rav Popper my time will omar Rav Zvid. Why does he apply it to shriv mera? Why can't he explain the Mishneh like Rav Zvid? Mimele it could apply to a bori as well. Rav Popper, I tell you all the Rav Zvid. Kosova Rav Popper, Kiyom Rav, Because if we explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvid, so the Mele, and Rav says that this din of the Mishnah applies only to cases in Bura Menachim, that means Bikon, not Milve. So then it follows from the Mishnah together with Rav's Memre that the Aloch of Maimit Shloshten applies only to Bikon, not to Milve. And Rav Popeh holds that the Lakon of Maimit Shloshten applies to Milve also. So the Mele, he cannot explain the Mishnah like Rav Zvid, he must explain it, he must apply the Mishnah to Ish Rivra. Fine. So in other words, we have a machlekes between Rav Popeh and Rav Zvid as to whether the Aloch of Maimit Shloshten applies only to Pikodin, or it applies to Milve as well. So according to Rav Zvid, it applies only to Pikodin. It doesn't apply to Milve. According to Rav Popeh, it applies to Milve as well. Rav Zvid, my time will own like Rav Popeh. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Zvid did not apply the Mishnah. Not apply the Mishnah like Rav Popeh, because when the Sukhme must listen, the Shrimra, Mimai Midiktone, Hoeimeir, Hoeimeir. Du gezel ish di shtash khoz lavdi u meis li tla khamis taym di meis ho me khay neist taym do matlu ho lo matlu iz in eisnin u shrim raib di mish net va fest shrim ra aber gab lo matlu neisnin di tnam ba geshen oy im rim hayet ze bikul ar yoma kis vu get li ish da licht u vitlo khoz lo im afam forsh vayet ze shayore rab shimin zuge im afam sukon Maske or Ravashe, what kind of rise it to Ma Mabel on the Maslis of Shimizuri, Dilma Rabononi? Some Mele Ravashe is saying that we could explain that we could explain that the Mishnah, it could apply the Mishnah to Shrim Raos. Now the Rashi. If his intention had been kisvu itnu, he should say it. But if he's sick, so because he's bo al nafshei, so that's the reason as to why he didn't spell it out. I'm for it by yamba yitz b'shayor al midbar afam sukan shrimer. Now let's see the thesis. Hoeim atnu get I gasin on ten get ze asim as lisin kremeya dav. Now, there is a stira between two rashes. The taste was pointed out. Daf test on the base. So here Rashi says that we are gay race. No, that means the get was not, the shtashichu was not as yet executed. So maybe it's not shayach to say, ten kisri. So, but Rashi, daf test, when he mentions this Mishnah, So Rashi says, Rashi himself has the same kasha that he raises in the Mishnah. And he says, so why do we say the Yitlach HaMiseh, but then Kisri, so is Yetzel Echeos, He was Yetzel Achilus the moment we set hen, the moment he said. So Rashi says that we have to make this new. In other words, the Shtashicho is not Ben yet. It wasn't written yet. But here Rashi says something else, like the Rif in the Rambam, that even though ten is Kisri, but he's not Yetzel Achilus until the Eved gets it. But the effect of ten Kisri is only that the Odin cannot be Chizer. So maybe if the Odin died, even though the Odin cannot be Chizer, but if he died, in view of the fact that the Eved can only be Yetzel Achilus upon his receipt of the Shtar Shichur, and the Odin died, so Mimele, the Shichur is never realized. So Mimele, lo yitnu lachamis. So there is a spirit. So Teisve says, V'rashi ba'atzmi chodabe, shepirish likam al mishne zu doim at nuk asinon, v'lig asinon ten getze, sholimos al yad ashliya b'chayo, l'fichoch l'nech l'chachom b'dobo, l'ima shemishor v'shino zoch v'ashliya v'lim shichon. There is a way of answering Teisve's kashi, of reconciling the apparent theory. Now, when we learn the Gemara, that you dollar from the base, in explaining the Habamina of Ravune deduced at first from this Mishneh that Atif is Lebalchim, Mokesh Chavachirim, is Loikome. I mean, Atif Achirash Chavachirim is Kome. So Ravune deduced from the Mishneh Shmamina mit Rabbonon, so the Gemara said no. But the reason is why God cannot be chayzer is because ten kisri. Now, so the question is, what was the habamina of Ravune? So we explain tesis that according to Ravune, when the Mishneh says in Yochel Arzeya, it's not on the basis of Tenkisri, it's not on the basis of Tenkisri, but it's on the basis of Tefes Lebalchei is Kone. But it's not that David is Yetzel Lecheus, according to Rabbi. So So in other words, according to this pshat, Salib et Ravune, the pshat in the Mishnah of Yochel Arzeir is similar to the Rishi, except that according to the Rishi, it's the Alim Maskon of the Gemara, that even if we say Ten Kisri, so it means that it's like a Shliach Levoy, it Ten Kisri, but it's not Sri Mamish. But according to this, Salib et Maskon of the Gemara, if we say Ten Kisri, it means it becomes a Shliach Levoy. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, Teisves, according to Ravune's understanding of the Mishneh, so the Mishneh was only saying that the Odin cannot be Chizer. But then, according to Maskon of the Gemara, Alib de Rabbi Yechanan, so the Pshat in the Mishneh in Yochel Arzeir is not that he cannot be Chizer. Why can't he be Chizer? Because he's Yetzel Chayos immediately. So Memele, we can answer the Stire between the two Rashis. Because this is a Dovah Yedua, that Rashi many times, when Rashi explains a certain Mishneh, when there is a Havamine and the Maskone in the Gemara, so many times in Shas, Rashi is disposed to explain the Mishneh in accordance with the Havamine of the Gemara. Why Rashi does it is another question. But this is the Derech of Rashi. Many times, when the Havamina of the Gemara explains a certain Mishneh one way, and then the Maskone of the Gemara is that the Pshat in the Mishneh is the other way. So Rashi and the Mishneh, he'll explain the Mishneh in accordance with the Havamina of the Gemara. So Mele, here Rashi explains the Mishneh when Rashi says that when the Rabbonon say the Mishneh, that Lo Yarzeir, it only means that he cannot be Chayzer. But he's not Yetzel Achilus until it reaches the hands of the Eved. So Mimele, and this is in accordance with the Havamin of Ravune. So here in the Gemara Daftes, Rashi explains the Mishneh Alibi Ravune. But here, he explains it Alibi Davis. I mean, so you ask, how is it that over there he explains it Alibi Havamin of Ravune, and here, in this Mishneh, so he doesn't explain it, because this Mishneh doesn't tell us that, you see. So only the other Mishnah tells us that thing. So Mimele, here he wants to explain this Mishnah with Emes. Because so it will be difficult. So Mimele he says that we have to be Geres. No. But over there Rashi is trying to explain it according to Ravune. So according to Ravune, we don't have to say that the Geres is no and that it and that the Mishnah has reference to it and that this Mishnah has reference to a case where the get is not written. Alright. Anyway, takes this. You guys don't think it's it. As you must listen to me about it. You know, I feel like a bomb. Who he came, she in the East with the other yard. Hello, Mario, Leo, and Sala Vitle. We who may not lay a hamise. You know, I'm not little out there. But for all his own heaven. We name a lamb, you don't think it's real. Because she may sell his yard. Me other yard. That's me, we might look at it. The other gaff shall get then. We all know, say, we show she is a shliar. We use her to cach me chayim. אפילו אוכל לי גמורה דובה לך המיסה, די גד לך המיסה. So in other words, so what does Teisa say? What does Teisa say? That, ואשמירו במיידי לא כזה, די אף על די אף שהגד בהן, in other words, that the get is already written and signed everything, and we hold in nothing, בשום שהוא עושה הוא שליח, והוא שחל כל כך מחיים, that it was written and signed in the lifetime of Dorden, after the Hochel Yigmar Adobal Achamise, the Indiat Achamise. In other words, that's a Chiddush. In other words, one could argue that maybe we only say, Ein Get Lachamise, Shtashichu Lachamise, in the case where the Shtashichu was not written in the lifetime of the Eved, of the Odin. But if the Shtashichu was written and signed in the lifetime of the Eved, of the Odin, but it wasn't Nimsar in the lifetime of Dodon, so then we can give him Lachamise to. How could anyone conceive of such an unreasonable story? Now, the reason as to why we cannot give him Lachamise, because he was not Mishucha yet in the lifetime. The Eved was not Yitzlachemus in the lifetime of Dodon. So what difference does it make? Well, the get was written and signed, though it was not even written and signed. It goes without saying that the Eved is only Yitzel Achilus after the Misir. But until the Shtashifo is Nimsa to the Eved is not Yitzel Achilus. So why should it occur to our minds, even for one moment, that only if it wasn't written and signed in the lifetime of Dodon, then we cannot give it to the Eved, Lacham Yisazon. But if it was written and signed in the lifetime of Dodon, but it was not Nimsan lifetime of Dodon, then we can give it to the Eved Lacham Yisazon. But in as much as the Shicho did not take effect yet, so what avail will be the Mesiras Ashtar Shicho to the Eved after the death of Dodon? So, it obviously the Pshat and Teisves is on the basis of the Halacha of Edom Bichsum of Zochmai. Now, Abaye says, it was some zochle, as a matter of fact, from the town, the Amen of the Shechem, from the town, the Kupaskin like Abaye, that Edo Birzum of Zochle. And Teisves in Shneimozin says, and it's mashma from the Gemore, in Shneimozin itself it's mashma that way, that according to Rabbanon of Remeyer, that Shichu is Ischus, so according to Abaye, the Aloch of Edo Birzum of Zochle applies to Shtar Shichu also. That means that if the Odin, let's say, wrote an Alibinis, he executed the Shtar Shichu, and they didn't sign that on our business. And then the Odin kept the Shtar Shichu in his pocket for 6 months. And then he was made say the Shtar Shichu to the Eved in Tishre 6 months later. So then, according to Abaye, that we say, once the Shtar Shichu is Nimsa to the Eved, so then it has retroactive effect, and then we say that the Eved was Yitzel Echeus as of the signing by the Eved, because Eid of Yosum of Zochle. But, the Gemara says in Shneimozin, that when do we say Eid of Yosum of Zochle, if ultimately the Shtar was Nimsa to the Bala Shtar, let's say Shtar Shichu Eved, let's say a Shtar Matone, a Shtar Matone to the Mikabel Matone, but if it was and Shtar Voye to the Malve, so then if ultimately the Shtar was Nimsa to the Malve, to the Mikabel, to the Eved, so then it is the Kinyan is effective is of the time of the Sankhya. But if there is no ultimate Mesire, so then there is no Aloche of Eidemach. Some of Zohulay, I mean, it's a double portion, but the Gemara spells it out in Shnai Mozi. So in Mele, one could argue with good logic, one could argue that when do we say Shtar Shichos El Avdi Umeis Mi Bracha Mise, if in the lifetime of the Odin it wasn't even signed, but if in the lifetime of the Odin it was written and signed, except that they had no opportunity to give it to the Eved, in the lifetime of the Odin. So Mimele, since Abaye says Eidu Bersum of Zohalei, but it is contingent upon an ultimate Mesire to the Eved, that this ultimate Mesire to the Eved is just like at night. So Mimele, we could be Mesire to the Eved in order to fulfill that night, even though the Odin is not alive. So we could argue that way. So Kamashma, no, because here it's not Aloha of Eidu Bersum of Zohalei, is not that the Kinyan takes effect just through the Chsime, and the Mesire is just at night. No. Of course, the Kinyan takes effect through the Mesire Zashtar. But if we say Eidu Bersum of Zohalei, so the Mesire Zashtar has retroactive effect. So it's not at night, Kont Abaye. This is the Mesire Zashtar, is the thing that affects the Kinyan. But it has retroactive effect. So the Mele, if at the time of the Mesiras Ashtar, the Rishus Odin was Poka, the Odin is dead already. So the Mele is not shy to say that the Mesiras Ashtar should have retroactive effect. So that's the Chiddush. Avul Emir Amatan, Ligasinu Valze, Dal Kocho, Litton Ezen Maslisin, Lishum Chiddush, Vidai Vidmorid Maslisin Bibori, Dibishrim Ramayo Yetnu, Afil Kisu Name, Vidton Ezen Lashmin Lishum Chiddush, Afil Mayo Bishrim Ramayo Yetnu, Afil Kisu, Vein Ir Alei Mado Hachadai, I Bishrim Ra, Havel Alei Miste Kisu Get Lishti, Utnu Shta, Utnu Shichu Zel Avdi, Dokim Ditzorich, Lishan Istnu Shichu Ze, Eilu Litane Lishan Lishnois, Kisu Get Lishti, Ulaam Losh. Lo Yit Lachamis, Viko Mashmon, Dein Get Lachamis, Avul Gav Dibed Et Nam Shrek Mishozi, Dein Get Lachamis, Och Yisra Lashminon, Di Avul Gav Sheminam Garish, Michayo, השליח לחושב מיסכימי זה יחה מייסה כי הוא עצמי קיום אלו חושב גט לך מייסה ועושה מה שמינון יעבור גב שבוע גט ליד איש המחיים אבל גט לך מייסה והשמינה מלישנה דיתון הוסום אין מה שמחיים מלבח מייסה Now, the קצייס is מדייק from this motion in Tainsves the עבור גב שמינון המגריס בחיום השליח that when someone appoints a shliach to hand over the get, so then the shliach is the megarish. It's a difficult svara. Why? Because Teisva says hashminon the avod av shminon amgarish b'chayov hashliach v'choshev niyis kemeise achamis. So it could be the pshat and Teis could be. In other words, one could argue that way, but komashmul it's not like that. According to Teisva, the pshat and Teisva says that this is true alibidemis, that when someone appoints a shliach, so the migalish is not the baal, the shliach is the migalish. But if the baal died, so then there is no ishes. So that's the reason as to why you cannot give lachamisi. But not because there is no migalish. There is a migalish, the shliach could be a migalish. But there is no ishes. It's because the baal died already. This is how the Ksais explains it. But the pshat and thesis could be that one could argue that if he's mimanet the shliach b'chayov, so then the shliach is the megarish, and even if he dies, he can still hand over the get. But komashmo no. Nu mono leplaini umeis yit lachamis liman b'meik yalo b'bori umayne shloshten. Now, I forgot to mention a certain diuk of the Teras Gittin from the Teisves before, where he met Luget, Teisves says, Iga Sinon Ter Get Ze, Asir Maslis Niker Meir Davke, Inama Afilu Ke Rabonon, but he called it a Rabonon, so Ten is Kisri, so the Eved should be Eitzel Achirinus immediately, while the Odin is still alive, Uchigein Shini Meisri Miyad Liyad, Elo Mareo Lei Utsava Litni, Vuhu Lei Not Liyad Achamisi. So then, this Teisves implies that if the Odin didn't die, even though the Odin was not Meiseir, the de shtashicho, tu dishliach miyad miyad, and if he would pick it up before the mise of the Odin, then the Eved would be Yitzchak. But the question is, even if the Odin didn't die, and the Odin said ten shtashichos alavi and ten is kisri. So what does it mean? That the Odin was mimanet designated this shliach as a shliach likabole of the ishim, because it's his rules. Whether Sri is Dam Shliches or Sri Lam Dam Shliches, but it's like a shliach likabole, even if Sri is Lam Dam Shliches. But he acts on behalf, he is Zeichel Nishtashich or on behalf of David. But if now by get, would it be good? By get there is a lochet that the get has to be nimsa miyadabal yadayishon. So bishleime if so, then we could say, since there is a yalfuse of lolo miyishe, and just as the din of nishmo that the Torah requires gabiget, so it applies to shtashichu also because of the xereshove of lolo miyishon. Because of law, and chupshol in it law, so mele the aloche of plika gitach magabikarke that is possible should also apply to shtashichu, just as it applies to yetishon. So mele, even if the Odin didn't die, but in view of the fact that the Odin wasn't meisi miyad miyad to the shliach, and the Odin was just magalei tzavelitnei. And then the Eved picked it up, and the Shliach picked it up. Even if the Shliach picked it up in the lifetime of the Odin, the Eved shouldn't be Yetzer Lecheirus, because it's Likitach Mora Bikarake. That's the Kashe that the Teraz Gittin raises against the Isves. So the Teraz Gittin says that from this Isves it's Mashma that the Haloche of Nisinem Yad Liyad that is mentioned Gabi Getisho does not apply to Shtashim. It does not apply to Shtashim. But the Amun Rishenim would say that it does apply, because there is a Xereshome of Lolo. I mean, all the Aloch is just as the Din of Lishmo that is mentioned, the Torah mentions in connection with Get. So it applies to Shtashim. So why shouldn't the Aloch of Nisine, Miyad Miyad, that is mentioned by Getisho, apply to Shtashim? So the Tereskin says that Teisves is Chelik and Dorosu Shini. I think that there is no Raya Mochachas. There is no Raya Mochachas that Teisves is Chelik and the Shit of Dorosu Shini. He by applying a certain Chidesh of the Kseis. Now the Kseis says that now Shtashicho that was written Shaloi Nishmo is possible. So the Kseis says that in view of the fact that the Nod has in the Eved, has in David two kinyonim, he has a kinyon momein and he has a kinyon isea. So this, all these aloches of lishmo, of mechuber, being possibly shtashichu, that applies only to the kinyonism. In other words, in order that the kinyonisa should be poka, in order that the kinyonisa should be poka from the, in order that the kinyonisa should be poka from the Eved, so then the Shtar Shicho must be written Lishmo. And if the Shtar Shicho is not written Lishim Odin, Lishim Eved, and Lishim Shicho, so then the Kiyanisar is not poka. If, let's say, it's Mechuber, so the Kiyanisar is not poka. But the Kiyan Momen can be poka even if the Shtar Shicho is not written Lishmo. Because insofar as the Kiyan Momen is concerned, the Ktzei says, so the Shtar Shichu of an Eved has to conform to the requirements of Ishtar Mechire or Ishtar Matone. Is there a halacha of Lishmo in Ishtar Matone or Ishtar Mechire? So insofar as the Kiyan Momen is concerned, so even if it's not written Lishmo, the Kiyan Momen should be poka. Because when an Eved, when an Odin is Mishachar the Eved, in effect, he is Makne the Eved to the Eved himself. And the Eved himself is like Karke. So just as Karke can be Nikne al Dishtar, so an Eved should be able to be Nikne. Now, suppose the Odin is Makne the Eved to another one. So he can be Nikne al Dishtar. That is mentioned in the Feresh. The Gemara mentioned it before. So Mimele, when he's Mishachar Devet, in effect, he's Makne Devet to Devet, to himself. So even if it's not Lishmo, the Kinyan moment is Baka. But then, the Kinyan Nisar is not Baka, so it's like Mafker Avdei. So it's like Mafker Avdei. Now, and there is a certain Raya, there is a certain Raya to this Chiddush by the Kseis HaChesed. Because there is a Loche that Evetnaini is Yeitzel HaChayos. Evetnaini is Yeitzel HaChayos al the Kesef. We pass the line, right? The Tanoim say that at 9 is 8 till the Chayyu Saudi Kesef. How is it about Kiyan Suda? Could it at 9 be 8 till the Chayyu Saudi Kiyan Suda? Let's say, if the Kiyan Suda is effective, even Pochas Mishal Putin. Suppose the at 9 will give his Suda to the Odin, Al Menashe 8 till the Chayyu, in order that he should be 8 till the Chayyu. So the Rambam says, alright, the Rambam in Perikim has a body Maloch Egim. So it says, Kizal Mishtar, Kizal Vial Yor La Heres Ariad Bechir, and Ariad Shlatzmecho, or in the Isik Boch, the Kim Kokaitz, with the Binion Zesh, the Zeu Gufi Shogetchiku, who makes the Shtar with Nishne Edi, Oishu Edim Chosumim Bay, who mostly Benny Levine, Hariz Yotel Heus, Shari Gitri Yode Boinker, Omar Shaloy Bechsam, Ariad Bechir, and Ariad Shlatzmecho, Avo Pishidu of Edim Bezin, the Avo Pishikonomi of Edi, there was a king in Sudea, Adayu Mishtahe. Shinevet Yates Lechelus, El Bikesef, or Bishtar, or Birosh Ivan. The Raimed is Masik. So, in other words, according to the Rambam, so, Enevet is Yates Lechelus al Bishtar Shechu, or al Bikesef, but not only the King and Suda. The Raimed Chiti is that Enevet is Yates Lechelus al Bikin and Suda also. Omar Avrom, Dogol Ze in Mechver, Shakin and Ariuk Kesef, Mahu Maise Likusmin, Ashoyach, Shein Alochik Rafshim and Shak Kesef Gimlavi. So the Raimed Chiti is that Enevet Tiny is Yates Lechelus. Al the king Suda. According to the Rambam, is not Yetzel Chayus. Now the Rach in that Tzugi in Ashoreach, Shokul Kumse Bishodemo, that Tzugi in Ashoreach, so the Rach says that Al the king Suda, the king Momen is Boka, but the king Nisa is not Boka. What's the Pshat in the Rach? So in the Rach can be explained in accordance with the longness of the Tzis. In other words, that vis a vis the king Momen, so then, the Eved is to be treated like Karka. Now, Karka can be Niknel the Kinyan Suda, so why shouldn't the Eved be it? And Eved can be transferred to another one, Al the Kinyan Suda, so why shouldn't the Kinyan Momin be Poka, Al the Kinyan Suda? Because vis a vis the Kinyan Momin, so it's a Aknoye of the Eved, to the Eved. So just that there can be Aknoye from the Odin to another Odin, so there can be Aknoye from the Odin of the Eved to the Eved himself. So that can be affected by Kiyan Suda. But in order the Kiyanisa should be Poka, so that has to take effect through the special alochas of Shtar Shichu. And the alochas of Shtar Shichu so are deduced from Getisho, Lolo Misho. So Mimele, if it's Aloy Lishmo, so it cannot take effect. So Mimele, there is no Hechech, there is no conclusive Raya from Tesis. That such a big chiddush that while the psul of Lishmo and Mechuber that is written that by the Torah in connection with Getisho applies to Shtar Shichu also, but the psul, the aloche of Nisinim Yabliad of Tvigitamar, the psul of Tvigitamar Bekarke applies only to Getisho, to Shtar Shichu not. Why should there be a difference between one psul and another psul? Monefshech, if there is a Zereshome of Kosav law and Chufshol written law that applies to Lishmo and to Mechuber, why shouldn't it apply to Tlikit Amor Kamekarki? So the Teres Gittin says, those psulim that are in the get itself, like Lishmo and Mechuber, so we have the alphasim from Chufshol written law. But Tlikit Amor Kamekarki is not a psul in the get itself, in the manner in which the get is to be executed. But that's aloha in the Nisine, in the Maisa Gereshin, in the Nisine. So that aloha does not apply to Shtar Shichu. But that's a big chiddush. But the Raya is from the Tesis. Because Tesis says, Uch Genshin Emesrim Yad Liad, Elo Mareole, Umitzavu Lelipnei, Vule Not Lad Hamise. So that's why it's no good. Why? Because the Eved picked it up, lachamise. But the implication being, not the Eved picked it up, lachamise. The Shliach picked it up, lachamise. The implication being that if the Shliach will pick it up from the corner, it was at the table, and he said, Tenshta Shechose, Leavdi. And then, while the Odin was still alive, he would pick it up from the table, and then after he picked it up from the table, the Odin died, then the Eved would be Eitzelecheos. But the question is Likita Moravika, okay? The answer is, in the case where the Shliach picks it up, Leachamise of the Odin, so then even the Kenyan moment is not Poka. Mashiach came, in the eve, the Shliach would pick it up from the table while the Odin was still alive, and then the Odin would die, so then, the Kenyan moment would be Poka. And then we would be came for the Yoshi, that they should give Ishtar Shicho to the Eved. So there is no Raya. I mean, so the Raya that the Tiras Gittin deduces from this thesis that by Shtar Shicho, the Psu of Nigitam Rav Kalaka doesn't apply, is not a conclusive Raya.
Why should the Rambam distinguish between Sutra and Hefer?